Hey, you guys. Good morning, or whatever time you're listening to this. So today's episode is really brought to you while I'm in it, in going through some things personally, as I've been doing the work and becoming more aware of multiple different things. And as I'm like deeply understanding and like seeing like what's kind of going on and uncovering it. And it's that like darker space. It's not the like, oh my God, I like know this new thing, or I'm gonna go after this goal. And like, these are the action steps I'm gonna take to get it. And a lot of the times we have to get to that space, we do need to slow down and go to that deeper, darker side of things and uncover like what's really going on, like really going on. Not just like, I think the best example I could give of this is like when people are like talking about like losing weight, diet, nutrition, or workouts, and it's like, no, tell me, how do I need to eat? Just like, tell me, how do I need to eat? And what's the best diet plan? And, if you just tell me what to do and you tell me how to eat and what workouts to do, I'll do it. Like, I'll do it, Samantha. Like, there's a feeling of whether you get that from me or you want that from another coach or program. It's like, you're just like, no, just like, I just need somebody to tell me what to do. And that, my friends, is a band-aid. That may work for a few days, for a few weeks, for a few months. But that is not the answer. The answer is you need to actually uncover and figure out what the fuck is really going on. Okay? And I know some of y'all might not be ready to hear this, and you might be like, blow this off and you want to stop this. Or you might, if it's your time and you're open enough to receive and hear and see this, because you're like, doing it, just trying to be like, somebody tell me what to do, kind of a way, read the book and do it exactly as that, not really working out for me. It's kind of been months or years or a lifetime, and I'm still haven't lost the weight. So maybe, just maybe, there's another way. There's something else there, right? So if you're open to receiving that, and I get it. I have found out things and become aware in my business these last couple months that like I can tell you I've heard over and over and over from coaches, from all the programs, all the things, and I was not willing and open enough to hear it. Now I am. Right. And it's a bite of humble pie. Being vulnerable. It's doing the deep, dark work of actually being like, holy shit, what the fuck is actually going on? This isn't just about give me the diet or something. There's something underneath that. There is something deeper inside of you that is holding you and your body back from losing the weight. And it has nothing to do with the actual food going into your body. And this is like whatever the goal is, right? I'm using food and nutrition because it's a really easy, clear example. And most of you could even get that, right? Or maybe are there. But this goes for anything. If it's like you can't budget your money and financially, there's something like you try to keep doing the budget and just never, never works. And you're like, just give me the right budget. Just let me know. Just tell me the right. If that's any around any of your goals, that's your MO is like, just tell me what to do. Just like, I will do it. Like, I just need to know what to do. I want to offer. You need to pull back. You need to take a pause. You need to slow down. Take a breath. Chill the fuck out for a minute and stop trying to just go, 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 go. Just tell me what to do. I'm going to do all these things. I would offer for you to journal. I would offer for you to work with a coach. I don't care who that is. You need to slow down and actually start to look at and see what's going on. And what does that mean or what does that look like? Okay. That is doing a lot of the inner work to be like, am I holding on to this because I feel like there is a right way? And because of that, I don't trust myself. Oh, that. I don't trust myself. And it might not just be in one area, it might be in multiple areas. So you have to, that's the deep work. You have to learn and figure out how the fuck to trust yourself again. Okay? Most of us have this in some way, shape, or form, or in many ways. Do you not actually believe in yourself? Check in on your belief. Are you like, no, I'll do the thing. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. Oh, but then you get the plan and then you don't do it. Or you do it for a little bit, but then the thought comes up, I can never, I'm never going to be able to do this. This won't work for me. I can't do this. Blah, blah. You don't believe in it. You don't believe that you can actually achieve it. That's an issue. That's a deep issue. If you don't believe in yourself, you don't have trust in yourself. Or maybe, okay, we got some balloons here. Or if you don't even like know who you are, if you have been people pleasing, taking care of your kids as a mother, doing everything for them, you've had a partner for 20 years or for 10 years, you've molded to who they are and what they like. You do all of the things they like and want. You do the things for your kids. You do the things for the PTO. You do the things for your volunteer organization. You do the things for work. That's a good, easy one, right? So now your life consists of knowing what everybody else wants or what society and culture wants as a whole. Okay, I'm going to do what everybody else wants and what everybody says I should do and who I should be in this world. So you don't know who the fuck you are. So you don't know who you are anymore. And you haven't slowed down, taken a step back, paused for a moment instead of listen and like, y'all, my hand is raised here, or I would not be here making these statements. We are in such a go, achieve the next thing. And like, again, that's me. That's my MO. I fucking love goals and achieving things. And I'm having some deep awareness now of like, and I had this last year in my business. And I'm sure I've had it at other like moments, but like, I swear I was like, I could not go anymore. I was depressed. This was, I think, last year. It was like a whole month where I was like depressed and down. And I had to like slow and stop. And I'm here again. I'm like, okay, I've been going, doing the things. And now I'm like, holy shit, I need to take a step back for a minute here. And I'm seeing the deep inner things, right? That need to be actually solved for or worked on. Those things, the trust, the belief, the who are you? All of those type of things. And when you solve for those and you figure out what's actually going on, truly and deeply, like not listening to the intuition, you're like, no, just tell me literal things how to do this. And instead, you ask yourself, what do I need? What do I know to do? And you start listening to yourself and asking yourself more. P.S. This is a valuable skill in any area of life. Okay. That's the work. And I promise you, when you do the deep work like that, versus just the band-aid approach of like, no, just give me the diet, just give me the workouts, just give me the business plan. I mean, just give me any business plan and I'll fucking do it, right? That makes money, right? It doesn't work like that. If you haven't realized that already, I'm sure many of you have, all right? I know I have in multiple different seasons or times of life and areas of life. So this is a wake-up call. This is me with a loving call out to check in. Check in. Don't just try to grab the next thing and fucking band-aid that shit and keep moving on. You might need to not fucking pick a goal. You might need to pause and say, what? Like, answer the questions, go deeper, do some deep work and figure out what's really going on. So you can then move forward. Because once you solve for that, you can start to truly make real change and move forward. And guess what? It's going to feel light as a feather. It's not going to feel hard and hustly and unsure of yourself, even though you're doing it, and keep reaching out to get the answers from everybody else, hoping it'll work. And it kind of works, but it's not fully there. And you have to take a lot of time and effort. It's going to feel light. It's going to feel flowy. It's going to be like so natural when you do this work. Okay. All right, you guys. I hope this was helpful and insightful. And I know for somebody out there, this is what you need to hear. And if it is helpful and insightful and you're like, okay, damn, this is some work I need to do, then I would be honored and more than happy to help you. And you can do that one of two ways: with one-on-one coaching, where you get me private one-on-one weekly calls, right? Or you can join the Ultra Life annual membership, where we do this together in a community and you still have one-on-one space. Okay. You can still be anonymous in multiple ways to do the work and actually take the time to figure it out. So if you are interested, then DM me or use any of the links in the show notes to connect and get started. Like literally the deep work to change your life. All right, you guys, we'll see you again soon.